This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. G20 leaders said Sunday they will spare no effort to ensure the fair distribution of coronavirus vaccines worldwide. But this group of the world's richest nations didn't get into specifics on how during a virtual summit hosted by Saudi Arabia. While richer nations plan their vaccination programs, experts warn that developing countries face hurdles that could deny billions protection against the virus. Moderna will charge governments between $25 and $37 per dose of its COVID-19 vaccine, depending on the amount ordered. That's according to the company's chief executive, who spoke to German media. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued emergency use authorization for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody therapy. That's the experimental treatment given to U.S. President Donald Trump that he said helped cure him of the disease. Dubai's health regulator says that children aged between 3 and 16 could now be tested for COVID-19 by providing a saliva sample instead of the widely used nasal swab. The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th. This is what the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said on Sunday. Mansef Salawi told NBC's Meet the Press news show that within 24 hours from its approval, the vaccine will be moving to areas where it's needed most. He added that 70% of the population needs to be immunized to achieve herd immunity. He said that's a goal the country could reach by May. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet December 10th to discuss whether to authorize the COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. It was developed by Pfizer Incorporated and German partner BioNTech. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister has issued an ultimatum to Tigrayan regional forces to surrender or face a military offensive on the state's capital of Mekele. The Ethiopian army has been battling local forces in Tigray since conflict broke out on November 4th. That's when Abiy Ahmed sent the National Defense Force into the area after accusing local forces of attacking a military base there. A blackout of internet and phone communications in the region has made it difficult to confirm a death toll and reports of violence. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's 9 regional states. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th. That's when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after Abiy postponed the polls, citing the coronavirus pandemic. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday he's ready to work with any U.S. leader and would congratulate whomever emerges as the winner of the U.S. presidential election once all the legal formalities are settled. This is what Russian news agencies are reporting. Putin has withheld comment while President Donald Trump has been taking legal action regarding votes cast for rival Joe Biden in the November 3rd presidential election. VOA has projected Biden as the winner. On state television, the Russian president said, "We will work with anyone who has the trust of the American people." He went on to say that the winner must be named either by the opposing party, which should acknowledge the victory of their opponents, or after the final results of the election are confirmed in a legitimate, legal way. A rights group in Belarus says more than 200 people were arrested as Belarusians continue to protest longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in Minsk. Thousands of people took to the streets to demand Lukashenko's resignation. According to rights watchdog Vesna 96, 205 people have been taken into custody this weekend despite activists' efforts to decentralize protests in hopes of evading police. Weekly rallies have been held since the disputed presidential elections on August 9th, in which long-term leader Lukashenko retained power in a vote seen by international observers as not fair or transparent, and in which key opposition leaders were detained or forced to flee. The protests have led to more than 7,500 arrests and police violence against demonstrators. And Afghanistan faces funding cuts and tighter restrictions on vital aid from an international donor conference hosted in Geneva this week. It marks further challenges for a nation torn by 2 decades of war and now ravaged by COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is the